We're taking the strongest possible squad we can to Cork and hopefully going down to be competitive and bring back the trophy. Listen, I have no regrets on the squad that we're taking. I think it's a squad well able of doing it. There's a few young players getting a chance that on another day we probably wouldn't have taken. But listen, I would say they'll not let you down. The boys coming in from Derry City, from all our clubs that would have been in the fringes, are improving and developing all the time. Let's not go down there and do the Ulster Senior League proud.
For you yourself, it's a new challenge as well.
It is. It's an honour, I think. You know, like I keep telling players, you have to develop and work to play at the highest level that you can. And I think it's the same for me personally as a coach to be asked to do the Senior League. I think that's a massive honour for me. It's as high as I can do at this level to be the coach that they decided they would like to take the Interpros this year.
Yeah. You've attended Interpros in the past. You've been involved with squads, haven't you?
Yes. Last year, it was nice enough of Donald to invite me in and see what it is, because it is a higher level. You know, it's just the physicality, the craft, the experience that some of the teams have. So it was good to be there last year to see, listen, it is another step up. It is the best players that each province can put out. So for me, it was good to get that, but know how we have to stay organised and disciplined throughout this and go, listen, just bide your time and you will get your chances.
You've come up against other clubs from down the country in intermediate cups and things like that, Peter, so you're well aware of the talents that's out there in the other leagues. How does the Ulster Senior League compare in terms of the quality of players that we have here?
I think sometimes, and I don't mean it against the other provinces, but I think sometimes we're disrespected because we're up in the corner of Ireland. I don't mean that in a bad way, because I don't think it's a corner. I think there's some quality footballers up here. And I think as we try to develop it now, and you'll see with the League of Ireland trying to bring on this 15s, 17s, 19s, you will see the quality players and the better players getting the better coaching and playing with the better players. And in years to come, we will get even better. And they realise the sacrifices and the commitments that expected, because sometimes it's that attitude and commitment that is the biggest difficulty, even though we have got quality players that are technically gifted. Sometimes that commitment and attitude are a difficulty.
Important to get off to a good start on Friday.
Yes, it's important. The important thing about Friday is probably losing can't be something that we can look at. We have to come out of it with something. You know, you can't afford to lose that first game, no matter who you're playing, to keep yourself on the hunt. You know, you're expecting a lot then. So to play Leinster first, great. You know, ideally travelling down on Friday's not ideal. Unfortunately, that's the way it has to be with people's work and stuff like that there. We will go down on Friday, we will prepare the best we can by the time we leave and how we have our meals and stop-offs on the way down, try and get the boys down early and get ourselves organised and give it the best go on Friday.